Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of human design gates and the gene keys on the Divine Embodiment podcast. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, just like the sun moving through the zodiac, we'll shine a spotlight on a new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. Get ready to unlock the secrets of the universe as we decode the conscious code together. We'll navigate through the cosmic blueprints, unravel the mysteries, and tap into the incredible potential that lies within each gate and gene key archetype. From the magnetic energies to the transformative depths, we'll journey through the vast spectrum of consciousness and discover the unique qualities that shape our human experience. So whether you're a human design enthusiast, a seeker of self-discovery, or simply curious about the hidden forces that guide our lives, the Conscious Code is your ticket to cosmic exploration and self-empowerment. Join us as we dance under the celestial rhythm, celebrating the diversity of archetypal energies and embracing the transformative magic they offer. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive in to the Conscious Code. Hey guys, thank you so much for bearing with the hiatus that Quintina and I have taken when it comes to delivering you the energies of the current gates as the sun transitions into each human design gate or gene key. We have both had some major projects in our lives that kind of pulled us away from being able to record these episodes, and she's still working on a couple things herself. So I knew that I had to get back to it because I know that so many of you are wanting to understand the spectrum of frequency that lives within each human design gate and gene key. So I'm going to go ahead and continue this. And of course, the sun moved into gate 12 today, or gene key 12. So what I want to do, what I'm creating, I should say, is it's a membership. It's called the Conscious Code Collective. I am not done with it. I have been researching every single gate or gene key, all 64 of them. I have the majority of them researched and done by now. However, I am inputting the information into my membership portal, where eventually I'm going to sell this membership at such a low cost, $27 a month, where you have access to the full frequency of each human design gate or gene key. It breaks down literally everything about the gate, from the shadow to the gift. I'm giving you affirmations for each gate. I'm giving you contemplative questions for each gate. I'm giving you practical tips that you can use in your life to activate the gift in each gate. So stay tuned for that. As soon as I get all 64 gates uploaded, it's going up for sale. So that's coming. I just wanted to, you know, give you guys a precursor of what to expect. And I know that it can benefit so many people, because I feel like that's like the first thing. Once we understand our, you know, our design type, our authority, our strategy, we understand the centers and, you know, how all of that energy works, we really want to dig into the gates. I know that was one of the first things I was curious about, because I'm so into like archetypal energies for some reason. That's why I was so drawn to astrology since I was 14. I really like love personality traits and believe that, you know, we can tap into the energies of these gifts that exist within us. We can overcome our shadows. We can be aware of our unconscious shadows. There's so many things that have held me back, and I didn't even realize it consciously until I looked into my shadows of my gates, and I'm like, oh, that's what that is. So that's why I want to bring this forward to allow access, easy access at such a low cost point for people to have access to this information and to be able to like really dive into the energies that live within you. So let's go ahead and get into gate 12 or gene key 12. Now, this is known as the gate of caution or the channel gate. I've seen a couple different languages used for this specific gate, depending on the the source that I've, you know, done my research on. This gate is in the throat center, and it's going down towards the solar plexus center, which is all about emotions, right? So it's like in the throat where manifestation happens, going down towards, you know, the energy moving towards the emotional center. And it's in the channel of openness connected to gate 22. And it's the individual knowing circuit with the keynote of empowerment, right? So gate 12 is a pure heart, according to the Gene Keys. Its shadow is vanity, which can manifest as a self-centered focus where one's love for oneself becomes excessive and creates a sense of separation of superiority. The gift is discrimination, and that's where it can be seen as refined sense of discernment that extends to perceiving the highest potential and expressing it through various forms of art, communication, or self-expression. You're very discriminative of what is of quality or value and what is not in the gift. And the city is purity, and that represents a state of pristine clarity. It allows individuals to perceive the inherent beauty and perfection within themselves and the world around them. That's where you see everything as perfected art, right? Every little thing that you look at in this highest state of frequency. Now, this gate is in the sign of Gemini. And the I Ching is called standstill. Heaven and earth diverge. And it's the dance of yin and yang, according to the I Ching. The dance of yin and yang reveals the illusionary separate self, creating receptivity. Very poetic. It's almost like the yin and yang. When you think of the yin and yang going back and forth, it's like the masculine and the feminine energy, the light and the dark energy just dancing with each other and creating receptivity by feeding off of each other's energy is what comes to mind whenever I'm channeling this. So the overall energy is the energy of speaking from the heart in an individual way. This energy says, I love you, right? It expresses itself through shyness as it is vulnerable. It's a vulnerable shyness. And its primary action is to express your emotions through poetry and art. You are a poetic artist. You, because this gate is in the throat, and it's reaching down towards the emotional center, that those emotions can be expressed beautifully through this gate, right? You have like that poetic, artistic ability about you, expressing your emotions in a way that impacts others, touches others emotionally. You also are very cautious about a lot of things. Your voice of caution can be very, it can come off as being pessimistic towards others, but you are just, you have that discrimination, that, you know, that trait in you that knows like what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's not for you, what's of value, what's of quality. So your voice of caution can come off as being, you know, pessimistic, but it's really you just protecting yourself, right? So it's like, it's all about like this vocal vibration of tone in your voice. And that tone speaks louder than the choice of words that you use. And really, this gate is about taking a moment to yourself before you express yourself. Standing still is what it's called in the I Ching. So you stand still until you know it's the right, correct time to express what your emotions have to say. And you can express it in such a creative way through poetry, music. You know, that allows your message time to mature. If people aren't catching on to what you're trying to say, you know, putting it into a song form, eventually people will like hear it and then get it. Yeah. So it's like you're like a performer, you translate and creatively express the joys and sorrows of loving and living. And it's all about impeccable timing when it comes to this expression. You have the ability to connect with your breath and your emotions, and that allows your thoughts to be translated into language and vibration. It does make you naturally cautious or sheepish about most things in life. You're just really cautious about, everything that you do, and that's okay. Yeah, you have a strong but cautious tone when you speak, and it's because from your place of standstill in a world that's running around in circles, you have a sense of what is coming, making you wary about things that might appear unproblematic to everyone else, because you have the ability to just sit still in a moment where other like chaos is going around on around you. It's like that standstill from the I Ching that I was mentioning. Now, the re repressive nature is, in the shadow of this gate is the elitist. So it's like the refined version of vanity working undercover. Like you believe that you inwardly feel that you're more clear than those around you. Like you see yourself as above others because you have, this refinery to you, this elitist nature, right? And the repressive nature is always like the introverted version of the shadow. And the reactive nature is like the extroverted nature. And both of these natures can come through, whether depending on who you're around, what environment you're in. So just remember that either you can tap into the energies of either of these natures, depending on who you're around and what environment you're in. The reactive nature is malicious, which stems from anger, which stems from fear, and you are openly using your vocal gifts to inflict pain on others. So it's where you take your gift of speaking, right? And you're using that to hurt others. Like your words are very impactful. That's the thing that you really have to understand about this gate. Your words are so impactful. They're so emotional. They draw up emotions in others. So you have to be very aware of what's coming out of your mouth and that you're not hurting others by, through what you say. And remember, when you get angry at somebody, it's better to stay in that standstill and to wait for the right timing before you speak, because sometimes your words can really come across as just really hurtful. So just keep that in mind. It's not what you say that matters, but the frequency behind the tone of voice, which I've already mentioned. Yeah, when you're in your shadow in this gate, it really prevents you from stepping into your heart to where you're speaking those words of love. And now, when you move into the gift from vanity to the gift of just having a pure heart and the energy for expressing emotions through art in a highly refined way, you want nothing more than to pour everything that you have into art and share it with the world. You have great taste and idealistic visions of beauty, art, and grace. And you also love your own uniqueness. And in this gift, you realize that to love yourself is actually love everyone else, because you realize how connected you are. And you have real emotional power and a God-given talent with the power of your voice. And this gift is discrimination, the secrets of the high art, according to the Gene Keys. And this is where you know inherently what and who is healthy for you in life. And it takes vanity. Discrimination takes vanity and it turns it into art, music, language, dance, drama, and above all, love. It's about falling in human love, not universal love. So this gate, like I said, it's very poetic, it's very artistic, and it's like the hopeless romantic is what it reminds me of. You know how to communicate your feelings to others, and you recognize the beauty of true expression, and you can see what others aren't being true. Where others are not being true in their expression. And you know what is authentic and what is not. You have that gift. You can see through walls or a concealed agenda. That's that discrimination, that gift of discrimination. You just know. It's like your discernment is just so on point. And you have a deep respect for purity. You love pure essences, right? And you're always naturally seeking a higher frequency, constantly striving for something higher, purer. You love great food, music, language. You're very passionate and you're always yearning for a deep, true love. Now, remember that, these qualities exist in all of us, You know, it's not like, oh, if I don't have this gate, that means that I don't experience these, or I don't have these gifts or these shadows. They're always activated in us, especially when the sun transits into each gate. That automatically activates the gate within us. So for the 6 days that the sun is in gate 12, the entire human collective will be able to tap into these gifts and shadows. So that's something to keep in mind. You also may be activated by somebody around you that has this gate. If you don't have it, somebody around you may have it, and it may activate this within you. You may find yourself more creative around certain people, and that's where you kind of want to say, I wonder if this person has this gate active, and then you can look into that. If not, like I said, we all have access to these things. It's just certain traits that we have consistent energy to draw from or to pull from. And when the gates aren't inactive, that energy is not always consistent within us. Okay, so that's what I want everyone to understand about the gates, because I see a lot of people in my group saying, well, I don't have this gate, and I feel like, I have these characteristics. And I just kind of wanted to make it clear that yes, these characteristics can still live within you if you don't have this gate active. But remember, the influence of others' energy, the influence of the sun, and also just the fact that, you can tap into these energies if you choose to. What is more consistent in your energy and what is not is truly the question. So if you find yourself at times more creative, like I said, you may be around somebody that has this gate active. And the siddic state of purity becomes poetry and essence and language of art. So purity, it's like you have pure thoughts, you're a pure heart, you're a pure soul. You see the pureness in everyone around you. You see the beauty. You see it's like the opposite of vanity, where only you see yourself as beautiful. Now you see everything around you as beautiful in this highest state of frequency. So I have some contemplative questions for you guys. I'll give you three if you have this gate active. How can I enhance my intuitive abilities and trust my inner guidance more fully? Do I find myself being selective in my choices and pursuits? And how can I discern between what truly serves my highest good and what doesn't? And I'll give you a few affirmations as well. I'm pulling these directly from the Conscious Code Collective membership. So, my discernment guides me to recognize and align with my highest potential. I choose my words wisely, using them to uplift and inspire others. And I am in tune with my intuition and trust the wisdom it brings. So, overall, the energy of this gate, like I said, it's a poet, it's an artist, it's a hopeless romantic. It can, in the shadow, it can come across as being vain or seeing itself above others. In the gift, it has the discrimination to know what is good, what is tasteful, what is of value, and what is not. And in its highest form of frequency, it is pure love and sees everything as beautiful. So, what an amazing gate. This is active within the human collective this week. So I want you to pay attention to yourself, the people around you. People might get really creative this week, right? And expressive in how they're showing up and just able to express the emotional depth of what they're feeling. So pay attention to that. And thank you so much for tuning into this series, this Human Design Gate series. It will be consistently going moving forward. So I'm going to stay on top of it for you guys. I know that you guys love hearing about the energies of these gates and the archetypes that live within each human design gate and gene key. With that being said, I will see you again in another 6 days for the next gate. And I love you guys so much. Thank you for your presence and have a beautiful week. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the Gates and Gene Keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the Conscious Code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the Gates and Gene Keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the Conscious Code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.